Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Now I'm starting to have a panic attack because I'm literally thinking I'm having a heart attack.
Right.
Corey Pogge is back at quarterback now. Pogge in the end zone. Gets it away. Deep down the middle.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to another episode of Something's Brewing. How's everybody doing? Episode number 32. This one brought to you by the Boudin Bakery. The new Boudin wraps with the same Boudin wow. I want to welcome our new listeners to the show. I know, producer Dan, we picked up some new listeners this week.
Awesome.
I've personally subscribed on their phones. Okay.
Oh, is that the new technique?
Yeah, that's the new technique. Give me your phone. Let me click on subscribe here. So seriously, don't forget to subscribe. Check us out at somethingsbrewing.com. Follow us on Instagram at somethingsbrewing or shoot an email to Corey at somethingsbrewing. So producer Dan, what do we have cooking in the pan?
it's the usual.
You know, even though we don't have a lot of great
things. We don't have any surprising news, do we?
We don't have a lot of great things to talk about from the UCLA effort. However, for some reason, I am really excited about this show.
Yeah, I know.
I think we got a great show coming up.
Me out a little.
I'm just excited. You know, just like anything, Dan, you get out what you put in. So, honorable mention to our favorite number 32s, Mr. Magic Johnson, great basketball player and philanthropist. A couple of running backs with Jim Brown and Marcus Allen, and of course the infamous O.J. Simpson, and then Bill Walton and Sandy Koufax. So
that's a lot of 32s.
That's a lot of 32s, huh?
A lot of
and a lot of politics in there. If you think
about
it,
a lot of
stuff happening.
What are you gonna do?
A lot of polarizing figures.
Right.
So with that, we are off. Yep. So, okay, UCLA football recap, but another recap. You know what? And I actually quickly forgot to mention last week that Dan Guerrero, athletic director for many, many years, is retiring, I believe in June, after a long tenure. We wish him the best, and it will be interesting to see how the university goes, what direction it goes with the replacement. I just want to say that. So, okay, we did not find an oasis in the desert, Bruin fans. The game started out fine, though. We moved the ball great. DTR threw a beautiful touchdown in the corner to our tight end, but we had zero scoring in the second quarter. We went for it on fourth down, by the way, in our own territory, which I thought was shocking. Started out with a terrible interception to start out the fourth quarter or the second quarter. First series of the third quarter was good, but two penalties forced us to settle for a field goal. And then they came right back and scored on an 80-yard touchdown wheel route. Basically, the running back went into a flat. Our guy jumped the flat. He runs up the sidelines. And literally, our defender didn't even know that the pass had been completed, nor did it look like he was trying. So it felt like it was a pretty bad effort on the defensive side most of the game. But overall, not a terrible 2.5 quarters of play on offense. And then DTR goes down and, you know, they show him, you know, obviously looking like he's in pain. And I don't doubt that he is. I certainly hope that he recovers speedily. This is not a direct shot at him. But one thing I do hate is football players and, more importantly, quarterbacks that seem to be overly dramatic. Okay. So I don't know if we have a quarterback controversy, but You know, I did see DTR sprinting straight ahead on the sidelines in some of the footage, but apparently he couldn't drop back, and it looks like he didn't practice on Monday. We're doing the show today is Tuesday, but it'll be interesting to see what happens and if Austin Burton gets a chance to make his first start on Saturday. I thought he played very well, and he looked to me to have really good composure. And one thing that I thought he did a better job, even though he hasn't played very much, was his timing on his out routes was better than I've seen DTR all season, which goes back to footwork and knowing where to throw the ball before the ball is snapped. So I'm optimistic that if he gets a chance to play, that he is going to show that he might get a chance to stay playing. I know the old adage of you should never lose your starting job to an injury. However, if he comes out and does get a chance to start and have a fantastic game, then I don't see how you don't let him to continue to start. You know, in the third and fourth quarter, it felt like we might have had a chance to win. Our poor kicker had a chance. He did make the first kick to push it to overtime, Dan, and then he got iced by Coach Sumlin. The old ice in the kicker bullshit.
How dare you?
Yeah, and now we have game over. So, overall, terrible tackling in general. A very bad coverage by the defense all game. And again, I said it earlier, I'll say it again, not very happy with the overall effort. I thought Joshua Kelly, the running back, played extremely well. And then, you know, what everybody's talking about is the Demetric Felton not getting a chance to play very much. He's certainly in the news. And, you know, my ex-teammate, Deshaun Foster, the running back coach, he's getting a little bit of heat for not putting him in enough, which I don't think is not rightfully so. And I think that Jim Kelly's got a bigger, you know, not Chip Kelly or Jim Kelly. Jesus, wow. No, Josh Kelly is a bigger, better running back, and Felton is a smaller, more athletic all-around player. And I thought that Chip had gotten some valid questions from the media in regards to how come Felton didn't get a chance to play as much. And he was very chippy with the media, as he's been doing quite a bit lately, pretty much from the beginning. But at the same time, it is a valid question. And, you know, how come we can't see both of those guys on the field? I know he told us that we had one offense or one running back offense. And I have no doubt that he's not going to take the advice of the media and start putting Felton and Kelly in the game at the same time, because then that would, in his mind, make it seem like the media has won and they're encouraging him or trying to teach him how to to call the plays. So,
game over, man.
You know, but I would say that if he's not going to play at the same time as Kelly going forward, as Chip has said this week, then he's got to return every freaking punt that there is and every single kickoff that has possible. I don't care if he's 5 yards back in the end zone, take it out. You know, talking about statistics, Saturday, the game marked the first time that Arizona has held a Power 5 team under 20 points in consecutive games since 2010. You know, we talk about being a young team all the time, right? Well, we got beat by a true freshman quarterback that never played before. All right? Made his first career start. He was inconsistent, made some bad throws, but he also made some really good throws, and he did a fantastic job managing the game. He didn't avoid turnovers, and he converted on key third downs, and he's a true freshman. All right? We had about the same amount of first downs. We had 25 to their 21. We had more rushing yardage than them by a lot. We had 217. They had 99. We were close in total yardage. We had another 450 yards, which is good, but only, again, scored, two touchdowns and a field goal. We averaged 5 yards a play. We held the ball for 31 minutes, more than them. We converted on 8 of 17 third downs, and that's not terrible. They only converted on 6 of 17, but they did it when it mattered the most. We converted only 1 of 3 fourth downs. It seems like that's a little bit of an MO. Let's go for it on fourth down. Why don't we just go for it forever? Why are we freaking punt? Let's not just go for it every single time. Josh Kelly had 127 yards rushing, and in DTR before he went down, in basically 2.5 quarters, accounted for 243 total yards. So, you know, not bad statistical game by the Bruins, but what did we say a couple episodes? I think we named it, you know, just win. And those are the types of games that we have to win. you know, embarrassing. So that university, that Arizona team is not very good, Producer Dan. And
yeah, that's what
I know you watched the game.
Oh, I did. Absolutely. Yeah.
Are you going to ever watch a game, actually?
You know what? As it turns out, I don't have any sports channels. So
you cut the cord.
Yeah, I cut the cord. I got to pay for. Can you do that? Can you pay for ESPN?
We'll figure it out.
Can I get a free trial every time there's a game?
Yeah, maybe you can download something of mine, or I'll record it. Yeah. I'll put it on a VHS and I'll bring it over.
How dare you?
So up next, we're playing Oregon State on Saturday night, and we're favored by 5.5 points. We started out favored by 7.5. I mean, are you serious? You know, I'm pretty shocked actually to see that we're favored in this game as of right now. Arizona plays Colorado, and so let's move on to the preview because we pretty much set it all on the recap. So this weekend, Saturday at the Rose Bowl, 6 p.m. we play the Oregon State Beavers.
Beavers are vegetarians.
Which, that's definitely the worst mascot in the Pac-12. I almost can't even say the word beaver without laughing at least a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the legitimate mascot. And I guess the tree at Stanford is, you know, but they're called the cardinal, but it looks, you know, the mascot is actually the tree.
Right. Why do they use
that?
The
is kind of stupid. I mean, the redwood trees, right? That's why.
Yes. Yeah,
but the beaver is the worst.
Felling trees with your teeth takes great strength.
So last time we played in 2016, we actually won 38-24. But this year, it's literally a battle in the basement with us at one and four, and the Beavers at 1-3. Actually, a little side note: the Oregon State Beavers is one of the only teams that I actually started four games against. Was 2-2, both wins coming against ranked Oregon State teams. That I might add, but actually played against Jonathan Smith, who is now the head coach, a little short quarterback, and they had some really great teams. So I'm going to move into a little more formal story time, tell a quick story about my freshman year. Summer between 99 and 2000, you have 7-on-7 passing, you know, practices and things that the NCAA will still allow you to do. And we were playing Santa Monica City College, okay? A JUCO. And
what did you just call them?
A JUCO. And on the other team was Chad Johnson at wide receiver from the Oregon State Beavers, and Steve Smith, who I know was not a Beaver, but still, I remember thinking to myself, and no offense to the wide receivers at the time at UCLA, but I remember thinking the two JUCO receivers over there that we're playing against are going to play in the NFL, and the ones that we got are one for sure will, but we're not sure about everybody else. It was just shocking to see how great Chad Johnson and Steve Smith were at a JUCO. Maybe we should get more JUCO kids. Two more stories. One not so great story, and then a really strong finish story about the Oregon State rivalry, if you can call it a rivalry, which actually I wouldn't. So Matt Moore, who the Bruin fans would remember, was a quarterback behind me for a couple years, and then he transferred. But not a lot of people, and he had a fantastic college career at Oregon State. Ended up having a 10-plus year, career in the NFL, but. If anyone doesn't know this story, it's actually kind of a good one. So he's a quarterback at UCLA, and he's on the headsets listening to the plays, and a couple like Drew Olsen gets hurt, and a couple other guys gets hurt, and one of the offensive coaches says to the head coach, like, hey, should we put Moore in? And literally Moore's on the headset, and he hears the head coach say, we're not putting Moore in, he's never going to play here. And he literally transferred. And then, again, had a stellar Oregon State career and 10-plus years in the NFL. So, needless to say, that UCLA head coach is no longer didn't last either. And then one fantastic game, actually one of the best memories of my senior year, which is not a great senior year by any stretch of the imagination, but one of my two best games was at Oregon State. Actually won the Gladiator Award, and it was a good moment when you after the game on Mondays. It's always like a big day, especially when you win. You come in and they give awards, right? Like who was the best offensive guy, who had the biggest hit, and the UCLA video department department and all video departments do a great job. It's like it's their game day, right? They record during the game, but then they edit their game day and basically put a highlight reel together for Monday's meeting, right? And then they do a great job of putting together a highlight tape on Friday night before the big game too, right? So like get people pumped up. You know, and they did a whole separate thing. They didn't give me the offensive player of the game award or nothing, and we were doing a thing that year called the Gladiator Award. It only was given out once or twice that year because it was just one of those gladiator moments.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget, I walked in halftime. It wasn't going extremely well up in Corvallis, and you know, I know we're playing at the Rose Bowl, but still it connects. And I was getting so much they were talking so much shit to me as I was going into the game. You got to walk through the crowd from the locker room into the stadium. And at halftime, they weren't saying shit. And and at the end of the game, I didn't talk a lot of shit in my career, but I talked some of the most shit of my career after that. So last week, Oregon State did have a nice comeback win against Stanford, had a nice comeback, but actually lost in the last second field goal of Stanford. Sorry. Like I said, game time is 6 p.m., but the game is on the Pac-12 network. So that should help the amount of people that show up at the game because not that many people have Pac-12 network.
So you got to drive out to Pasadena.
Yeah, unless you want to try and find your favorite bar that actually carries a Pac-12 network. But it's not as many as you think. So So moving on to rounding out the college, the rest of the college highlights, Pac-12 first. So Washington beat USC. A shout out to my brother Casey. Big win for them. I was actually surprised that Washington State lost and played so poorly against Utah. So either Utah is really good or Washington State's not very good as we thought. However, again, you know, we scored 67 on Washington State, and they, you know, laid an egg against Utah. So maybe Washington State isn't as good as we thought. Arizona State bests Cal, who Cal was sort of getting a lot of little hype throughout the country, and actually won $900 on a 3-game parlay.
Oh,
Dan, yeah, nice. which I had taken alongside the Penn State covering and the under, which the under was 61.5, and they won 59-0.
Oh!
I mean, how good are bookmakers, huh?
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And a little side note from a gambling point, if UCLA would have won, I would have won $2,400 because I was 4-for-4 in a 5-game parlay.
I had
some really good picks with, and a couple money line picks, and but they lost, so I did not win. So let's see if Cal can. I want to see if Cal can bounce back against Oregon. I highly doubt it. U of A, I guarantee, gets smoked by Colorado, and that's my lock of the pick of the week for the Pac-12. With that spread only at -4.5 right now, and then Washington will beat Stanford, but I don't think they're going to cover the 16. Rest of the top 25, I'm liking Penn State right now. I like the moxie that they're showing, and you know what, from what they've gone through over the years, I think it's about time, and it's not the first time that they've played well since this Jerry Sandusky bullshit that rocked the college football landscape and ruined many people's lives. So I'm excited to see if they keep it going. Michigan did bounce back. Texas A&M finally played well enough to win. Oklahoma still looks unbelievably sick. I was proud of the way that Pat Fitzgerald's team at Northwestern played against a really good Wisconsin team, even though it was in a losing effort. Notre Dame still is looking good. Alabama did not cover. I gambled on that, which actually had a close game. Clemson also had a close game, which was surprising. Shout out to Mac Brown for almost beating them at North Carolina. And then UCF's back on track, and Ohio State looks almost as good as Oklahoma. So this coming week on the pack on the top 25, we've got a big game with Iowa and Michigan. Auburn and Florida is a big one. I guarantee you Auburn's going to cover that -3 spread. Notre Dame does not cover their -45.5, by the way. And I'm also curious to see if SMU is actually really any good. So they're 5-0, actually ranked for the first time in practically forever, after beating a Texas Tech team and a TCU team. So let's see if they can keep it up or if they're just a bunch of hype. And I'm curious to see if Ohio State can roll through a very tough Michigan State defense, even though they're at home. I'm staying away from that game from a gambling standpoint. I believe it's 20.5, but a big shout out to my favorite Michigan State fan on the planet. You know who you are. So let's move the chains over to the rest of the sports update. So, first, on the NFL front, I can't believe that we, Dan,
we?
I can't believe you forgot.
Well, did we do something?
Yeah, I can't believe that we forgot to talk about Eli Manning getting benched last week.
Seriously. It's amazing.
It's amazing, right?
Eli Manning is benched during a game of football by the coaches.
I'll tell you.
Talk to me.
All of last week, and that's why I'm so mad that we didn't talk about it more on time, but I had to bring it up because I do want to make my point, is that there was some people questioning on whether or not Eli Manning is a first ballot Hall of Famer. And I don't care how unathletic he is, and I don't care how weak his arm is, and I don't care how sometimes, you know, just a little doofusy he looks. He beat the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Case closed. First ballot Hall of Famer, moving on. By the way, do you remember last week, though, how we were recording during my big Rams bet, Sunday night football bet?
Yes.
Yeah, I won that.
Nice.
Yeah, remember my butt was tight?
No, it was very tight, yes.
So, yeah, very tight. So, look, quick recap on the NFL. So, there's only two teams left that are undefeated. The Patriots, obviously, and then the Chiefs hung on to have a nice win against the Detroit Lions. The Rams got smoked by the Bucks. Can't believe that they gave up 55 to Tampa Bay. That was shocking. The Dolphins haven't won. Our UCLA brethren, Josh Rosen, hasn't had a chance to really come out. His coming out party still remains to be seen. The Redskins are 0-4. And remember, that was the game that I didn't get to go on the plane with.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that was the fancy trip.
Yeah, fancy trip. You know who was at that game? Cruz for Congress. Remember our buddy that's going to...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was there. I would have told my wife, I'm going.
Yeah.
Broncos are 0-4. The Bengals are 0-4. And then the Bears. Great win, okay? Another Bears win. A 16-6 real offensive showing. And Mitch Trubisky... You could tell, I couldn't watch his injury. He fell on his non-throwing shoulder, dislocated it clearly. Like, you don't need to be a doctor to see that happened. But Chase Daniels, a big Bears fan that I am, I know we got some Bears listeners, looks great. And I remind all of the Bears fans, and football fans for that matter, that Rex Grossman, with a fantastic Bears defense, made it to the Super Bowl. So I'm hoping that I feel bad for Trubisky, but I felt like Trubisky was starting to peak and potentially already peaked, and his accuracy down the field was not necessarily going to win us a Super Bowl. But our defense, the Bears' defense, is scary, like actually frightening how aggressive they are playing. And as a defensive-minded quarterback, I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Okay. This is finally the last time we can talk about this on the Major League Baseball push. The Cubs officially lost 9 games in a row to not make it into the wild card playoffs.
Ouch.
They fired Madden, which I guess had to happen. I actually like that guy. But when is Theo Epstein going to be part of the problem, by the way? Or I guess he just gets a pass forever because he's young and smart and won, you know, World Series with the Red Sox and one with the Cubs. So, but whatever, we'll still give him some time anyway. I bet Madden ends up coaching for the Angels, by the way, just a little side note. But the Brewers and Nationals in the National League wild card just finished literally before we went on.
Oh, is that right?
And it looked like the Brewers had the game in the bag. Nationals had a spectacular 8th inning, and they're moving on. They're playing the Dodgers. So can't wait to do some analysis. I will be at plenty of those Dodgers games. Hopefully they make it all the way. And then the Rays and the A's are tomorrow on the wild card for the American League. And you got to love October baseball, Dan.
Yes.
Remember we talked about this months ago. Don't you have a TV that you can use the ears to get the satellite for free? You should try that.
Yeah, I gotta disconnect it from my radio and put it back on the TV.
I would like to see you actually.
So it's gonna be a normal TV or something?
Yes, like it's the playoffs. They're gonna be on regular TV,
like a network or something.
Yeah, or heaven forbid you go to an establishment and have some food.
What
kind
of establishment would that be?
A bar or restaurant?
Oh, really?
Yeah, anything basically with the TV.
Yeah.
like the Mexican restaurant in Westchester
or whatever.
Dave and Buster's will have
Islands.
Every single establishment that has a TV will have it on. Dan,
even Islands with their stupid surf videos, they're gonna.
Well, I love turn actually. Them off? I actually love Islands for that reason.
I do too.
When it's a commercial of a sporting event, you can watch how amazing. The surfers are.
Yeah, and they are sick.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I could never get past the breaks. My
right,
shoulders
right.
were always hurt. I always had a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
But shout out to my man, Rusty Williams. He was the biggest surfer I've ever seen. 300-pound surfer. But nice. That's what happens when you grow up in San Diego, and I grow up in Chicago. Oh, and by the way, the WNBA finals are happening, in case anyone cares. So I don't even know who's playing, but I heard it's happening. Okay.
Several teams are very, yes.
So I'm very excited about this next section, Dan. So let's slide over to the pop culture. I love Google Dolls, and we will take email bets about the over-under. I haven't done the search yet.
Okay.
On the over-under and how many weeks in a row we'll be able to find another song that goes with Slide. So last week, I thought we used a great one, but this one is even better. Love the Google Dolls.
Oh, I got
guys.
An idea for next week, but I won't say
don't
it.
Say anything.
No,
don't
no,
say
no,
anything.
I don't want to ruin it.
Don't say anything. We got to keep them coming back, Dan.
Yeah, we do.
Got to keep them coming back. So love the Google Dolls, and I love Iris even more. Sorry, go ahead.
What's Iris?
Did I cut you off? That's their other song.
Oh, Iris.
I love them so much, they got two songs.
I thought that was a person. Really, Iris? I don't know. Is she with the WNBA? I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, it's perfect timing.
Yeah.
So on the pop culture scene, not a lot happening, that at least that I saw or felt like it was newsworthy for the show. But the Emmys did happen. Does anyone still care about that?
When producer Dan doesn't even watch the Emmys and the Oscars, you know there's trouble. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's so many TV shows now and so many networks/outlets. Like, who could be that invested?
They might as well change it from the Emmys to the streaming awards.
Yeah, I mean, right? Basically, yeah.
You know, although I take that back. I guess Game of Thrones is on HBO, but how many you can watch HBO streaming only and not pay for all the DirecTV?
Yeah.
Which they did get the most nods at 14.
HBO?
Yeah. And I will give a shout out to Julia Garner from The Ozarks.
She's so good.
Oh, she good.
She's so good. I can't remember the name of her character, but she's
Ruth.
So, yes.
Yeah.
She is good.
So good. And then, you know what? I haven't watched all of the episodes of Barry with Bill Hader.
Dude.
But the ones I have watched, I thought
so good.
He's good. And he won an award.
Bill Hader's so good.
That's cool, right?
Yes.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, Batty. Not a lot of comedians.
Comedians?
Comedians. Not a lot of comedians win Oscars, am I right?
No, but he's a very good actor, though.
He is.
Very, very good actor.
He is. Yeah. He's one of my favorite Saturday Night Live people of all time.
Great impressions. Yeah. Do you like impressions?
I love impressions.
You like impressions?
I do.
Wow, that's good. I wish I could do some.
Well, think of it.
We'll play some next week.
I hope you can bring some to us in the future.
Yeah.
So with that, let's move over to politics. Do have a little bit more to talk about the politics scene than the pop culture scene.
Oh, yeah?
So I went a little heavy on politics this week. And let's see, where do we begin? Oh, I know. It seems like I can't turn on any news station without hearing the words impeachment.
How dare you?
So it sounds to me like it's certainly heating up, or it looks to me like it's certainly heating up for a potential run and push at it, whether or not they actually go forth with a vote on the Democratic side. But before we move on to some other points I do have about that, I do want to make this point. And we've said very many, many times that we try and stay as apolitical as possible. I lean slightly to the right, you lean slightly to the left, and together we yin and yang it, and we're pretty much down the middle. But I will say this, whatever you want to say about Donald Trump, and there's so many things that I dislike about the man, just like my mom does. I will say this, though. He went into office as a billionaire, and he will come out of office as a billionaire.
Yes.
And that is not the same case for, I don't know, pretty much every other politician on the planet.
Yeah.
So you can hate the man all you want, but you look at all these other politicians that went in poor and came out wealthy, and you tell me there's not something wrong with our government. Whew. All right. Wow. By the way, Dan, do you know the other? There's only been two presidents on the, in the history of the United States that were ever impeached. Do you know who they were?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Well, well no, impeached meaning the process went all the way through and they ended up getting kicked out of office?
So no president was ever impeached. Two.
To the point of, yeah, right?
Two got impeached by the Congress and then acquitted by the Senate.
I'm going to say
Andrew Johnson and who's that other guy? Who's that other guy? I forget.
Oh, what's his name?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
So.
Was that me?
That was actually a funny joke, Dan. You know, if I didn't know you any better, I would actually feel a little sorry for you.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
There was a touch of honesty
yeah,
there, Dan.
Was. There yeah, was. That's for another show.
There was a touch of honesty
yeah,
there, Dan.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle the next year's election because it seems to be like I don't remember tweeting being a big deal when I know that Twitter was around, but tweeting as a politician, I do not remember it being such a big deal in 2016.
No.
And now all of a sudden, it's pretty much almost only whatever people think people cover.
Right. Now, during the Obama runs at office, they leveraged social media. But Obama didn't really tweet himself.
No.
The campaign did.
Right.
Trump, I mean, they fired a guy from SNL for a couple of things he said on a podcast. Donald Trump tweets all day and night.
I know.
It's amazing.
I wish all of them would stay off Twitter. All of them.
It's probably better for all of us, honestly.
Yeah. So, okay. Enough about that.
Okay,
let's move on.
Who was the other one? Johnson?
Yeah, Andrew Johnson.
Johnson and
You know, Andrew Johnson.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right. So I'm going to move on. Forget that. But this is still political. So the Fair Pay to Play Act, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, was actually signed into office. SB 206. That's the one that where it's you're going to allow California collegiate athletes to get paid for their likenesses. It was signed into law by Gavin Newsom, and he announced it on LeBron's talk show. Are you fucking kidding me?
Why do you take issue with this?
I'll tell you why.
All you can talk about is money and fairy tales.
No, exactly. No, I'll tell you what it makes me feel a little bit more like. Yeah, that's what it makes me feel like. Because why doesn't Gavin Newsom get his good-looking ass off of LeBron's show where he's so excited to talk about something that's going to go into effect in 2023 and worry about some of the other shit that's going on in California? Because I can't convince my wife to leave, and it's ridiculous. So
you can't get her to leave California.
Yeah, can he focus on the homeless?
Are you trying to get her to move away?
Yeah, focus on the homeless crisis and not making us pay more in taxes than anyone, I don't know, in the country, and seemingly getting absolutely nothing for all the taxes we pay except for great weather.
Hey, do you know that?
And he has nothing to do with that.
What, and this whole go on the LeBron James show, isn't LeBron James the one that's trying to copyright Taco Tuesdays? I take issue with that.
I don't know. I haven't.
Yeah, he's trying to control Taco Tuesdays.
He's not going to win that argument.
You don't think so?
No, definitely not.
That's good because I don't want to be beholden.
I don't blame
to LeBron James every time I want to eat a taco on a Tuesday.
I hear you. A couple more points I want to make on this pay for play thing, though. Okay, so huge implications. And now the NCAA has finally changed their tune a little bit. At first, they said, well, that's not going to work. And we're not going to have any competitions in California. And it looks like they're going to have some big issues. And then they signed it into law. And now the NCAA is like, well, I guess they got somewhat of a point, and it looks like we're going to need to make some changes. And it looks like something that's going to be implemented. We're talking about 2023 for gosh sakes. And you know what? How are you going to handle? So you're saying as of right now, it says you're going to pay me for making an autograph. What's to stop me from going to a auto dealer that's owned by a big donor of the program and signing some autographs? Instead of taking money, I'll just take a car. And what's stopping me from taking the car for signing the autographs and giving it to a teammate of mine? Oh, I don't know. And how is that not going to create even more disparity between the big market teams who can afford to, pay people to sign autographs?
Yeah.
Or think about the social media implications. We got high school kids that have Twitter followers, okay? Instagram followers. So now all I need to do as a donor is pay an influencer, a college football player as an influencer, which happens all the time in the real world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I see some major, major problems with this. And by the way, you remember my idea about tying compensation to graduation and some sort of a 401k plan?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, NCAA, it's Corey at somethingsbrewing.com when you are ready to talk. Okay. I tell you. It really makes me angry because remember the
you're so fired up. I was trying to put you on TikTok.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, well, you can be a TikTok influencer. It's the next big thing.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it. All right, so let's pack our bags for the travel section. Okay,
where are we going?
Well, one quick clarification before we talk about what happened. So last week I talked about my wife traveling. I said something like 9 days and 3 weeks, but I want to make sure we're very clear on one thing. Or one on something. Mm-hmm. She only does that once a year. Okay. My wife is not just traveling all over the place. She doesn't listen to the show. But if she did, I don't want her to make this seem like I was calling
like
her out.
Yeah,
like she's never around.
All around. Right.
Okay. Because I, on the other hand,
jet setting all around.
I, on the other hand, spend 4 nights in Napa for the first, for the first PGA event of the season.
Yeah.
At the Safeway Open. Okay. My third year doing so. I actually took a year off last year. I want to give a big shout out to Bentley Hills Hitachi. My buddy Natu Panduit, who actually has a plant in my hometown.
Panduit?
Yeah, I saw Panduit. We shared a big skybox in the 17th green.
Did you guys go to college together?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, Panduit, are you kidding me? I grew up in New Lenox. And I was like, can I have some Velcro straps? I love Panduit. Who else? Let me see. Majestic Floors, myself and Hub International. And a huge thank you to Next Systems and the Navy SEALs. So we tie the whole charity to the Navy SEAL Foundation.
Oh.
And also another charity called a SEAL for a Day, whereas corporate folks can literally pay to go feel what it's like to be a Navy SEAL.
No, thank you.
Exactly.
I pay good money to never have to feel that.
Yeah. So super cool stuff. If you ever want to check it out, certainly shoot us an email. We'll connect you. And seriously, a big thank you to Sourdough for his hospitality and my consistent open tab at the country club. So like I said, fantastic skybox. We were there for the Wednesday Pro-Am. Place looked great. And actually, considering 2 years ago when I was there, and for those of you that are golf fans, this was the tournament that had a huge fire at it. And literally, I was at the skybox on Sunday morning, flew out of Oakland later on that day, saw the smoke in the distance, landed in L.A. and saw it on TV. The skybox that we were in 2 years ago burnt to the ground.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Holy
huge,
crow.
Beautiful homes that are still not been rebuilt, but the golf course looked great. So all kinds of celebrities. You know, Steph Curry made a 50-foot shot at our basketball hoop, literally hangs on our skybox. And that made national TV on ESPN that night. Who else? Hung out with John Daly's wife. That was interesting. And actually spent a decent amount of time with Cameron Champ's dad. He was actually the guy that won. So he's buddies with my good buddy Sourdough.
Nice.
And it was actually a great story. It was the lead story on Sunday night on Scott Van Pelt Sports Center, because Cameron's grandfather was in the hospital in California, and they're from Northern California, and literally not that far away, and you know, we're not sure if he's going to make it and all that stuff. So they literally like had him on the phone. He was in tears, and he wow. literally said, "If I never win another PGA event, that's not going to matter after this, because you know that was so awesome."
That's amazing.
With his grandfather there, who literally like taught him the game. So I'm betting he'll win a few more than that, but that remains to be seen. Had dinner with Romo and some friends. Our buddy Drew was, Bennett was there, and then saw Jake Owen on Thursday night. So it's a music festival for 3 nights in a row too. So you got great setting, nothing like Napa, in September. It was beautiful. But I have to actually tell this story. It was a little bit serious for a few moments. So on Wednesday night, we went out to dinner. You know, it was 100 and some degrees at the golf course, super hot, didn't drink enough water and drank too much, you know, of the other stuff, and go to a lunch on Thursday. And I'm driving from the lunch and I go in the wrong direction through those windy roads of Napa.
Oh.
And I'm in a Tesla again. I rented another Tesla. And I realize I'm going in the wrong direction. I'm going to a golf club in St. Helena when I need to go in Napa. So I put in the coordinates again. It's going to take me like 40 minutes. I'm doing the windy roads thing, and my hands are getting numb and my feet are getting numb. So I'm thinking I'm having a heart attack. And I'm literally, now I'm starting to have a panic attack because I'm literally thinking I'm having a heart attack.
Right.
And I'm in the middle
in
of
the
nowhere.
Woods and the winding,
I haven't seen a lot of people. I literally pull over, wave down, the third car goes by, two don't stop, third car pulls over. I'm like, hey, do you mind if you stay with me, dude? Like, I there's something wrong. Like, I'm about to pass out. I can't drive. Like, I'm, something's happening. I want you to be here. So this nice gentleman, he actually hangs with me for a little while, follows me to the golf course, and I go straight to the medical tent, and I say, I don't think I'm having a heart attack. And they're like, sir, did you walk down, you know, the 18th hole to get to the medical tent? I said,
pretty sure.
Yeah. And go there. They're like, oh, you're not having a heart attack.
Yeah.
I go, but are you sure?
Right.
And I mean, I feel even awkward even telling the story, but I'm still today in such a great mood because I had never been more scared in my life.
I bet.
I'm serious.
I bet.
And, you know, I just got heard a story about another guy who's 29 and had like the Widowmaker in his leg. But he caught it, you know, but if he was by himself, he would have died at 28, you know, that,
wow,
that thing, that the blood clot.
Yeah, and it just take you.
Yeah, so I didn't have a, you know, near-death experience, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
By no stretch of the imagination, but God damn it, I'm using it as one.
Hell, yeah.
So anyway, Jake Owen, loved the guy. He was super entertaining and put on a great show. Then, though, Friday night, Bad Company.
No.
Okay. Bad Company shows up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they go on an hour and a half late as if it's still the late 70s.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a free,
how old is Bad
it's a free
Company?
Concert.
You'd think they'd be in bed.
They look from a distance like they're 40.
Really?
But up close, not so much.
85, yeah.
And then I got to give Rob Thomas, okay, just like Google Dolls, I like Google Dolls. I actually said I love them earlier. I like them. Mm-hmm. I love Matchbox 20.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Rob Thomas put on one hell of a show. And you want to know why he's a consummate professional, Dan? Because he started on time.
Did he really?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Good for Rob Thomas. I suddenly have a lot more respect for him than I used to.
I was literally, the night before, I was getting amped up because I couldn't believe that Bad Company hadn't gone on. And then the following night, I was amped up because I was so proud of Rob Thomas.
Second
time I said proud of somebody that I don't know.
Right. He's such a respectful young man. That was really wonderful.
Yeah. I love him.
Did he do that Carlos Santana song?
No, he didn't.
Are you kidding?
No.
Isn't that his biggest hit?
Yeah, he didn't do it.
Well, he didn't do it.
I might have missed it though because I wanted to watch the UCLA game, so I didn't. He might have done it. I didn't see it. So anyway, finally, we're gonna cross over to Brooklyn's bridge for the last part of the show. We hope you stick around because then you're gonna know. So, for the new listeners that I hit subscribe on your phone, thank you for joining us. I highly recommend you go back and listen to all 31 episodes prior. I highly doubt you will, but if you do, good for you. So
let me ask you something just off the record.
Sure. Okay. Off the record.
Yeah. Did you really subscribe to our show on people's phones?
100%.
You did, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, they said,
you've got a podcast.
I wear all my brands. We're Hub International.
Sure.
Organized Chaos and Something's Brewing. And they said,
like,
somebody says,
what's
Something's Brewing? I said, well, it's a podcast. They're like, oh, I love podcasts. I said, give me your phone.
Right. Boom. Done.
So quick recap, because we're on to pause law number 4. But for those of you that it's the first time listening, it's the 7 pause laws. Okay. 7 rules to success through positive thinking. Number 1, keep a positive attitude at all times. Number 2, don't forget to pause and reflect. Number 3, always position yourself for success. Number 4, remember a round of a pause. Number 5, everyone needs some apostles. Number 6, never play possum. And number 7, feel the pause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, it is remember a round of a pause. And I want to connect the dots this week like I did last week with, again, what happened with the UCLA game and a foreshadow for the upcoming game. So again, remember a round of a pause. Now, yes, I understand. We did not get to realize what that feels like in Tucson. There was no oasis in the desert. However, you'll get where I'm going with this. It's about muscle memory and focusing on what it's like to have a great moment worthy of a round of a pause. Okay? That's what it's like.
It's about remembering that feeling. Everyone knows what that's like. I don't care if you've never been a big time athlete or played a big instrument, or you haven't felt that in a long time. Figure out how to find it again. Preferably not feel like you're having a heart attack to do so. But highly recommend it. UCLA didn't do it in the desert. It can be transferred to relationships too. Okay, it's not just about being selfish. It's about giving to other people as well. And I feel like we potentially are going to have another round of a pause. Okay, we watched it on TV against Washington State in one of the most miraculous games ever in the history of UCLA. But I want to end the show with one of my favorite songs of all time, because I think it's perfect timing for what's going on right now. Damn. Till then, baby, you're gonna have to put it down and make you cry. Don't you know? Don't you know? No, you can change, change. You can go your way. You hold on for one more day. Hold on for one more day. Things are going your way. Hold on for one more day.
Wow.
Okay.
It should have been Wilson Phillips pause.
So, if you listen to those lyrics, Dan,
yes,
it's a perfect chorus for what is happening right now, okay? Because I am not alone in the UCLA community of getting a little impatient, okay?
Right.
But when I listen to that song, it makes me optimistic, right, and allows me to keep a positive attitude about the upcoming game. So let's hope that we remember what a round of a pause feels like. It's been a while since we got a win at home. But remember, when you keep a positive attitude, something just may be brewing at the Rose Bowl. Finally.
Corey Pons is back at quarterback now. Pons in the end zone. Gets it away. Deep down the middle.
Beavers are vegetarians.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.